This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Floods in Onde Tilathi village in Saptari district, over 50 houses affected by floods. East-West Highway and Siddhartha Highway obstructed due to landslides following incident rainfall. And more than 576,000 people die across the globe due to coronavirus. Now the news in detail. Tilathi village of Saptari district in the southern border has been inundated again after the flooded Khandu stream entered the settlements. More than 50 houses from Beli village of Tilathi, Koiladi rural municipality were waterlogged on Monday. A local Upendra Yadav informed that the incident rainfall occurred for some days in inundated the Beli village, including Beli customs, marketplaces and offices of Nepal Police and Police Force. The Rajvida Tilathi road has been damaged in two places. Along with Tilathi, neighboring villages Launia, Sakarpura, Rampura, Malhania are exposed to high risks. Despite expense of million rupees to control inundation every year, the internal dispute in Tilathi and Beli and the Indian obstruction have left this area in the recurring inundation. After the road crumbled along Narayanagad Moglin roadway, the vehicular movement has been limited to one way. Although the route was filled up with gravels on Monday morning, the problems continued last night, causing obstruction on two-way vehicular movement. Chief Engineer at Division Road Office Chitwan, Krishna Raj Adhikari, informed that the two-way movement of vehicles was banned after the roadway continued depressing, causing wrecks. The problems occurred within a year of the road expansion at the area of 17 and 26 kilometers. Removal of debris on the roadway is continuous. Narayanagad Moglin is the major roadway linking to the Kathmandu Valley. Traffic along the East-West Highway and Siddhartha Highway has been disrupted from Monday night due to landslide following incident rainfall. The East-West Highway has been obstructed after landslide occurred at Dauni of Butwal Narayanghat section due to landslide. Information officer at the State 5 Traffic Police Office Butwal, Dili Narayan Pandey, said the movement of vehicles has been completely obstructed from Monday night. Similarly, the Siddhartha Highway has also been obstructed after landslide took place at Dobhan of Butwal Palpa section on Monday evening. Though efforts were made to resume the traffic along the Siddhartha Highway on Monday itself after removing the landslide debris, but went in vain due to big rock with landslide. According to traffic police, initiatives are on to resume the traffic by breaking the rock. Vehicles along the East-West Highway and Siddhartha Highway have been stranded due to road obstruction. SIMCO, the district headquarters of Humla and surrounding settlement, have faced a power cut since Sunday following a problem in the power supply system at Hildum Small Hydropower Project. The 500 kilowatt project's powerhouse reports issue in its masonry system, forcing around 18 households in two rural municipality, Kharpunath and Simokot and district headquarters denizens to stay in dark. Project Distribution Center SIMCO said errors have been noticed in two powerhouse machines, and this is the reason why the power supply to SIMCO and other settlement has been disrupted. Besides, the X-ray, ultrasound and other services based on electricity have been suspended at the district hospital Humla, said hospital doctor Tasi Anjuk Lama. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. On to some international updates now. California has reimposed restrictions on businesses and public spaces amid a spike of coronavirus infections in America's most populous state. Governor Gavin Newsom yesterday ordered an immediate halt to all indoor activities at restaurants, bars, entertainment venues, zoos, and museums. In the worst affected countries of the southwestern U.S. state, churches, gyms, and hairdressers were also closed. California has more than 330,000 COVID-19 cases with more than 7,000 deaths. The reimposition of the restriction in the state with nearly 40 million people was prompted by a 20% rise in people testing positive in the past 2 weeks. There are currently over 3.3 million confirmed COVID-19 cases in the United States. According to data compiled by the U.S.-based Johns Hopkins University, more than 13 million people around the world have been diagnosed with COVID-19. And 7.3 million people have recovered from the virus, while more than 573,000 people have died from the virus. France has approved pay rises worth 8 billion euros for health workers, with the government hailing their role in fighting coronavirus. The deal was signed with trade unions on Monday after weeks of negotiations and will see wages rise by 183 euro a month on average. The announcement came as the country prepares to celebrate a scaled-down Bastille Day today, a national public holiday during which health workers will be celebrated for their efforts during the pandemic. Health workers have been praised throughout the pandemic with regular displays of public appreciation, but they wanted more than recognition and have held protests to demand pay rises and better funding for hospitals. More than 200,000 infections and 30,000 deaths have been recorded in France, one of Europe's worst hit countries. Australian states today tightened restrictions on a movement as authorities struggle to contain outbreak of COVID-19 in the country's southeast that has pushed the national tally of cases beyond 10,000. With the growing fears of a second coronavirus wave nationally, two states extended border restrictions and Australia's most populous state imposed limits on the numbers of people allowed in large pubs. The changes come as scores of new cases were uncovered in Victoria, the country's COVID-19 hotspot, despite a return to lockdown last week for nearly 5 million people in the state capital, Melbourne. Active cases in the state rose to nearly 2,000 after another 270 infections were detected in the past 24 hours, authorities said, taking Australia's total number of cases to about 10,000. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Floods in Onde Tilati village in Saptari district, over 50 houses affected by floods. East-West Highway and Siddhartha Highway obstructed due to landslides following instant rainfall, and more than 573,000 people die across the globe due to coronavirus. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.